Hello, I'm Colin from FIU. We're conducting a survey on resident perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yes.
And is your home a single family home, townhome, yes, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single.
And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
And please tell me in what year was your home built. An estimated is fine.
$350,000.
Okay. And give me 1 second. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
30 years.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following: a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, 4, or a Category 5 hurricane?
Category 3.
And more than do one. You remember the name or the year?
Yeah. Let's see. You got 95, Aaron, 95, Opal.
Okay.
2007, Aaron, Ivan.
Okay. And Ivan was a Category 3, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
No.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable. Been here 30 years. Nothing's happened.
But if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shelters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative, a friend in another area, or I will not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
If it's a Cat 5, I will leave. Anything less than that, I'll just stay and wait.
Yeah, okay. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane was issued? When a hurricane warning is issued?
Yeah. All year. It's always prepared.
Okay. Your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours, correct?
Yes. I could fly in a minute.
Okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain about that, somewhat or not at all?
Yep. Very certain.
Now, please select your top three sources of information, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
NOAA.
Your top three?
NOAA, yeah. I use NOAA, and I use National Weather Service out of Miami, Hurricane Center.
But
in Miami.
Is that on TV, newspaper, or internet sources other than social media?
All of it. It's all three. You can get it on the internet. You can get it on TV. You can get it. Social media, you can get it. They broadcast multiple ways.
And now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
4.
4. And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? Cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of housing, property taxes, transportation costs, or cost of childcare, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone, yes or no?
No.
And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or a stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
48 hours.
And if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state?
I look at the hurricane and I go perpendicular.
Okay, but is that as far as possible to another state or another location within the state?
Well, it depends which way the hurricane's coming. I make my decision based on which way the hurricane's going.
Okay, but if you need to evacuate right now, where will you go?
I don't know. Which way's the hurricane coming? Is it coming west? Is it coming east? I'm going to go perpendicular to the path of the hurricane.
Okay, but if you have to select one of those options, would you say to a local shelter, to the house of another?
No, never a local shelter. I would never go to a local shelter because that's where the hurricane's coming. Why would I stay where the hurricane's coming?
To the house of another by friend or family, another
location. No, I would just go perpendicular. I would just find a place to go. I would just travel. I would just get in the car and go.
Okay, just let me record that. Okay, yeah, now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. How many vehicles are available in the household?
4.
Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
$2,500.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $25,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Very certain. Probably
very
come
certain.
Up with $25,000.
Very certain.
And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Increased somewhat.
Somewhat. And what about 1 to 3 years? Increased somewhat, significantly?
No, it just goes up a little every year.
Okay. And what about 3 to 5 years? Increased somewhat, significantly, or remained the same?
No, just a little bit each time.
And what about 5 to 10 years? Do you think increased significantly, somewhat, or remain the same?
Well, pretty significantly from 10 years ago.
Okay. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? Continue paying high rate?
Nothing. Just keep paying it. You don't have a choice in Florida.
If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%. I want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80% to less than 100%. 60% to less than 80% or 80, less than 60%.
80%. I'll do 80%.
And which of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county? Moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home.
I would not move.
In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes. I will go naked.
Okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or do you think government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would think local and state.
Okay, but if you have to select one of those, local or state government?
State.
State. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? From 1 to 5.
5.
That local land use planning takes into account the hurricane risk from 1 to 5, how much confidence?
Yes, 5.
That new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
5.
That new developments take into account flood risk?
5.
And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
5.
And now this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your time. I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise, and we're done. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes,
no.
I believe it is happening, and I will be affected. Or no, I don't believe it is happening.
No, it's not happening. It's significant.
Okay, but most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all?
Moderately.
And when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, float zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Proximity to job.
And anyone else, or just that?
Well, job and neighborhood.
And neighborhood, okay. And the last few questions are, for statistical purposes, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to 3, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 6 to 10 years, between 10 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
And could you please tell me your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
55 to 64.
And what is your gender for quality purposes of the call?
Male.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
Are under 12 years old? How many?
12. Everybody's adult.
And are 65 or older? How many?
Nobody.
Okay. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married or living with partner, widow, divorced or separated?
Living with a partner.
And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Master's degree.
And are you of Hispanic Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
And what racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian,
white.
Black, African? Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And the last question, please tell me which is the income range for your household. Just stop me when I get the right category, please. Under $20,000, between $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000?
Over $100,000.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.